This morning he is in Tampa speaking to the alumni of Bethune-Cookman College. University, please. they're really testy about that, Roland. Don't make that mistake.
I got you.
Don't say Bethune-Cookman because they'll jump all on you.
I've spoken to them before.
You know then. What's going on, Roland?
Man, doing great, Tom. Looking forward to certainly chatting with them. We came across this very interesting website that, and the poll was done by SeekingArrangement.com, Tom, which is the world's largest sugar daddy dating website. And it turns out that 32% of the women on this site admitted they are most attracted to an African-American sugar daddy. So we reached out to Angela Bermudo to try to understand what in the world is this all about, considering black folks only make up 4% of the website's users. Angela Bermudo with InfoStream Group is with us. So, Angela, you don't have many African-Americans on this website, but folks want a black sugar daddy?
Yes. Well, what's going on is that the African-American sugar daddies actually make up the third largest demographic amongst our sugar daddies on SeekingArrangement.com. But unfortunately, there's only about 4% of our total sugar daddy members from that group. Now, we did a poll of sugar babies to reveal what their preferences were when it came to a wealthy benefactor or a sugar daddy. And that's how we sort of ran into this statistic that 32% of those 20,000 women admitted that they were most attracted to an African American sugar daddy.
Now, what's a sugar daddy? What's the definition of a sugar daddy on your website?
A sugar daddy is a wealthy, generous benefactor who is successful, who is looking to assist a usually younger woman. In exchange, with money or financial assistance in exchange for companionship.
Isn't that an escort service?
No, an escorting service is black and white, much like prostitution, where it's a service in exchange for money. This isn't a service. This is a dating website that, connects two like-minded people who happen to value financial stability.
Okay, I see the difference.
One is long term, one is short term, Sybil.
One is for the night,
for a long term.
Yeah, and it's much like marriage. A lot of about 50 or 70% of marriages that are out there right now that have lasted past 7 years are actually heavily economic. They're based on economic need, if anything, or the fact that the man is successful or wealthy is a big factor when deciding whether or not to get married.
Now, do you have sugar mamas, too?
Yes, we do.
How many sugar mamas as opposed to sugar daddies would you estimate?
I would say it's definitely a large chunk smaller. Just because, we do have successful women that are looking to spoil sugar baby males or sugar baby females, but definitely we have a larger demographic of sugar daddies.
Okay, so of the sugar mamas, how many? Let's see, I'm trying to get the comparison to the sugar daddies that are African Americans that are.
How many would you say are African American sugar mamas?
A very small percentage.
Well, it's a very small percentage of sugar daddies too, but do the sugar do they prefer African-American sugar mamas like they prefer African-American sugar daddies?
We haven't run a poll on that. That's a good idea. We should probably run a study on that.
Can save you some time. We can save you some time. No.
And that's the reason why right there.
Richland with attitudes. Time on that poll. You can move on to another poll, perhaps.
Richland with attitudes. You'd rather go out and see a broken woman with no attitude.
Angela, this is certainly an interesting poll, and I'm sure we will have many of our listeners certainly chatting about whether or not they are in search of a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And get that info on the sugar mom because Tom really needs that. Wants to know that information.
We got that. We got that.
Angela, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
All right.
Sugar daddies and sugar mamas.
Come here, mamas.